Right, Chris Hankinson joins me. Was it your first touch when you scored today, or was it your second touch? What, you came on and made an instant impact?
My first touch was actually batting the ball back on Sneed's kicks. I can't remember what came first out of the try, but it could have been, yeah.
It was good to be in the right place at the right time. It was a tough game out there today, wasn't it? How important was it to get those 2 points?
It was it was a huge game for us, that, especially for the season that we want. It was massive to get the 2 points. And I think, frustrating game to be honest, because I felt like we was on top all the way through the majority of that game. But somehow let them keep a foothold in it. So we need to be better at just being able to put teams away and putting some points on. So we can do that towards the back end of the season.
Is that the most important thing, just to get that win today? You've had a couple of tough weeks, haven't you? You know, two defeats. Probably we should have got the result last week at Huddersfield. It didn't work out. Cass, I thought, played really well today, didn't they? They were a dogged side and they weren't going to go away.
No, they've been a strong team. We knew that. We had full respect coming into this game. But like you said, like today was all about the 2 points. But for us personally as well, it's getting that attack right, because defence has been actually okay. For the most part in the last few games, it's just more pausing points onto teams and getting that DNA back, like the transition, the way we like to play. And I think we did that in areas today, and sometimes we just lack that last bit of execution to put the points into the team, into the scoreboard.
You've got Mark Seed on the team as well. How important is it going up in sixes? He doesn't miss many kicks, does he? So that must be a confidence thing for you guys as
it
well.
It is, yeah. No, that's been a kicker for a lot of the career, and having someone like him in your team, it gives you a boost knowing that you can stop them from anywhere on the pitch. So he rarely misses anyway, so it's good to have him.
How far can this team go? Bass, there are a few people this season. You're in the playoffs. Yeah. I think you've moved up to like fourth or fifth today. So I'm not too sure. I've not seen the table come up with the results at the weekend. It really is a close season. Getting that top six, anything can happen. Not many teams are going to want a fancy playing Salford.
No, we can be a bogey team for a lot of people. Inside our walls, we know what we're capable of. We want to go all the way this year. There's no doubt about that. I'm sure any team that doesn't want to do that, who can actually reach that should be our goal. But for us, that's what we want, nothing less. And I think you can see the top six now is still quite tight. There's two or four points in it. That's why it's frustrating. Even the games that we've should have won would have put us in a better position going into this next set of games. But that's our goal now, just keep knocking them off one by one and see where we're at the end of the season.
You're a very experienced player, played at a lot of clubs, done a good job at a lot of clubs. How are you enjoying it at Salford?
Oh, I love it, yeah. Great lads, great coaching staff, and I just feel right at home. So as long as I can just keep adding to the team, I'll be happy.
Top man, thanks very much for speaking to us, Chris. Take care, mate.